إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Are there levels to isti'ana? Are there different levels of seeking help from Allah? Atla Jawadi explains this very nicely. He brings the idea of tawakkul and tafweel. We don't have too much time, so I'm going to just briefly go over the difference between the two and how he brings an analogy to show the difference. Isti'ana is this general form of asking for help, but it can take specific forms. So if we see the idea of tawakkul, we normally translate that as trust in Allah or appointing him as our wakil. Tawakkul comes from the idea of wakil. Now we normally use this word wakil when we have a representative. So for example, I need to go to court, I have a case to fight, and so I appoint a wakil. I appoint a representative, a lawyer who is going to fight my case for me. And what happens? That wakil is somebody who I liaise with. I make sure that I'm giving him the information. He's asking me questions. I'm telling him, look, do things, try and get it then this way. When he asks you like this, then this is what happened. So you can see there's a lot of involvement. And that idea of tawakkul, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, needs to be thought of in the same way. Just like when I choose an expert, the one that I know is going to defend me in that court case, I trust in him at the beginning, before the court case. That's why I've appointed him. I trust in him during the court case. When things seem to be going not in my favor, I know that he's the expert. He knows what he's doing. I need to trust in him and he's going to maneuver it. And even afterwards, I may have thought I want to achieve this particular result, but he managed to get something lower or higher even. I trust in him that whatever he's done the best for me, because it couldn't have come out in any other way. Now, obviously, there are shortfalls when it comes to a human being, but when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the expert of all experts. He is the creator of the whole of creation and knows everything inside out. And so that trust needs to be there at a higher level. And that is where we come to tafweel. What is tafweel? Tafweed, we see, for example, in Fajr Dua. After Salat al-Fajr, we say, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tafweed is this idea of complete handover. Complete handover. And so, I'm not there anymore. It's not me directing my wakil and saying, look, try this way and do this, and, you know, showing my presence there. No, it is, I'm handing over to you, you handle it the way you know best. And so what Atla Jawadi does is he brings these two examples. He says, When we're a teenager, the teenager asks the father for help. When does he do that? He tries to complete a task. For example, I don't know, he's fixing the car or doing something that requires a bit of help, but he's done a part of it. He feels that he's done a part of it independently, and so he needs the father to come and complete it. He's going to fill in the gaps for me. The things that I couldn't do, the father will come and do. On the other hand, if we look at an infant, the infant can't do anything. He's completely helpless. The father and the mother at that point are completely in charge of all the tasks and whatever the baby needs, whatever that infant needs. And that is the difference over here between tawakkul and tafweel, that we need to try and move through these levels of isti'ana, that at the beginning I might feel like I'm doing certain things, but those things I can't do, I'm asking Allah, please, can you help me to do the rest of it? But when our understanding deepens and we realize the different things that we've talked about today and how we are completely in a state of poverty in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we realize even those things that I could do and I thought I could do myself, they're actually also from Allah as well. And so I'm seeking help for everything. Those things I feel I can do and those things I feel that I can't do as well.